We begin 11 lines down from the top on Mem Gimel Omer Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan. It's a new sugya, although it's connected to the previous Gemaras about dragons. Tanu Rabbanan, Ezehu Tzuras Darkon. What is the image of a dragon look like? That, in terms of the concern for Avodah Zarah, Perush Rabbishim Ben Elazar Kol Sheyesh Lo Tzitzin Bein Prakov. Anyone that has tzitzin, Rashi says two interpretations. One is that it has fins, or one it has hair. Bein Prakov, in between his chuliosa, Rashi says the holes, or I guess the his you know, the vertebrae of the animal. That's what it is. So as long as it has those fins, Bein Prakov, then that's an image of a darkon, of a dragon that is idolized or used as avodah zarah. Michvi Rav Ashi showed them bein pirkei tzavar. He showed them between the vertebrae of his neck. Okay. And nevertheless, Amar Rav Chama bar Rabbi Chanina halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The halacha does follow Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that if it doesn't have these fins, bein parakav, then it's not an image which we need to be concerned for avodah zarah. Amar Rav bar Barachana, Amar Rav Yishu ben Levi. One time I was following after Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Biribi. What is Biribi? Rashi says it means he's a great man. It's a nickname. I was following him on the way. And there he found a ring. And on this ring, it had the image of a dragon. So, presumably that means that it was a Avodah Zarah. So he didn't touch it. But what did he want to do? He wanted to get rid of it. Umatza Ovid Kochavim Katan. He saw a Katan who was an Ovid Kochavim pass by. He didn't say anything to him. And the young kid must have walked by the ring. Umatza Ovid Kochavim Gadol. Then an adult who was an idolater passed by. Va'amrlo. And Rabbi Elazar HaKapar said to him, Batla, nullify this ring. Because it's Avodah Zarah, so nullify it. V'lo Badla, he didn't do it. Sitro Ubadla. Then he hit him, Rashi says. He hit him on his cheek, Ubadla, and then he finally nullified it. Shema Mina Tlas. So from this story, we learn three things. Shema Mina, the first thing we learn is Ovid Kochavim Mevatal Ovid is Kochavim Shelova Shel Chavero. Number one, we learn that an idolater can not only nullify his own idol, but he can also nullify someone else's idol because he can nullify this idol of this dragon ring that didn't belong to him. We also learned that if you're familiar with the halachos or the idea, the concepts of Avodah Zarah, then you can be mevatel it. But if you're not familiar with the concept, meaning you're a minor, then you can't be mevatel it. That's why he didn't bother telling the minor to mevatel the Avodah Zarah. And number three, Yishma Mina, Ovid Kochavim mevatel bal korcho. Number three, we also learn from the story that an Ovid Kochavim can be forced to nullify his an item which is Avodah Zarah, which is an interesting thing that we haven't really seen before. The Gemara Tosos asks that there really is a fourth Shema Mina. The fourth Shema Mina is that we also see that a Yisrael, that a Jew, is not able to nullify an idol. So why don't we use that as a fourth Shema Mina? So Tosos answers his question by saying it's so obvious that a Yisrael is not able to nullify someone else's Avodah Zarah that it didn't need to be mentioned. The other ones were less obvious. Nevertheless, the Gemara continues, Megadev ba Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina was criticizing him. He was criticizing Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Beribi. Why? He says, Vales Lei, meaning to say, why was he so concerned about nullifying this ring? Perhaps it's nullified already. It's inherently nullified. Why is that? Vales Lei Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Beribi Hadidnan. Does he not have this tradition or this Hadatanya, this Brisa, which we've seen before? Hamatsa mina Ari mina Dovi mina Namra mina Gais mina Nara mitutu shayamu umi shluliso shel nahar famoti bisradio platya gedolo v'chomakom sharabim mutuyim sham hare elu shalom mipnei shahabayli misyayishin mehem. Says we have this Brisa which states that something which was saved from a lion or a bear or it was found in a large thoroughfare and so on and so forth, you can assume that you can keep it, you can keep these items because the owners have given up hope on them. They didn't assume they would ever recover it. So they give up hope on it. And therefore, says Rabbi Chanina, shouldn't the ring, which was left in a Sradio Platia, it was a large thoroughfare, shouldn't it be considered nullified already? Why did he need to get somebody else to nullify it? Maybe he doesn't follow this Braisa. So the Gemara says, no. Yabai says, no, he does follow this Braisa. He agrees with it. But there's a nuance in our case of Avodah Zarah as opposed to this other case, which is just about Avedas, finding a lost object, which is as follows. Nihid d'mina miyayish, granted, the owner of the ring gave up hope, and therefore, in terms of an Aveda, you're not stealing, but me'isura mi miyayish, did he give up hope on the fact that it was no longer an idol? No, he never gave up hope that it's not an idol, he just gave up hope that he's never going to retrieve it. In other words, me'mar amar, the owner of that ring would make the following cheshbon. If an idolater, if a fellow idolater will retrieve and find that ring, miflach palachla, well, he'll be able to worship it. Okay, so I lost it, I can't worship it anymore, but someone else can worship it. E Israel mishkachla, and if a Jew finds it, then what? Aidi d'demei yikarin, since it's a valuable ring, mazbin la l'ovir kachavim, he'll probably sell it to an idolater, upalachla, and the idolater will then worship it. So he's not going to be miyayish, he's not going to be mevatel the ring. When he loses it, he's just going to be miyayish on the ring. So I'm never going to get it back. But he's not going to be mevatel the power of the idol. So here we've seen just to recap, the requirements of what a dragon image needs to look like in order to be considered Avodah Zarah. Then we had this story about the different applications to being mevatel Avodah Zarah, who can do it. And finally, if a person, an idolater, loses Avodah Zarah, it doesn't mean he's mevatel it, it simply just means he's miyayish on and never finding it or recovering it again.